This, just this, is our life. And we honor our life by paying attention to it. We might yield to the subtly soothing effects of gravity. Just being held to the earth. We don't need to hold to anything. You might scan the body mind for the presence or absence of greed or ill will, restlessness or dullness. Of doubt, bewilderment, indecision. Just to fully wrap the awareness around a hindrance is enough. In the face of Mara, the embodiment of suffering, the Buddha simply said, "I see you, Mara." The Buddha said to understand conditionality, to understand cause and effect, is to understand the Dhamma. The more deeply we understand conditionality, the more natural the love becomes. Less and less room for self-harshness. Less and less room for hatred. The more deeply we look, the more natural the love becomes. So holding the body in awareness, in tenderness, the physicality of the body, the emotionality of the body, the flows, the intensities, the fading, the morphing of the sensations, this constellation of sensations we call the body. We're often imaging our own body. Having a subtle sense of the outlines of the body or the part of your body where you're attending, an image of the flow of sensations, and that's fine, natural, helpful even. But imaging the body is different than feeling sensation. So we keep getting closer, almost as if the awareness lives inside the flowing, changing, arising, fading of the sensations themselves. Just periodically check to see if a subtle agenda to manufacture something, to get somewhere, crept in the back door of the mind. And instead we just entrust ourselves to curiosity, which is itself agendaless. We tend to preference intensity over subtlety in the sensations. Tend to preference arising to passing. We tend to preference unpleasantness to pleasantness, neutrality. So just opening to the whole field of sensation. The whole body breathing. As we settle, we might begin to notice the space-like quality of the body, of sensation. the many different frequencies of vibrating space. All experience is innocent. You, your life, your feelings, your judgments, your suffering, your joy. As the character of innocence. And we sit in awareness, honoring this fact. What has arisen, has arisen. I'll ring the bell in 1 minute. Knowing that bell is coming, just experiment with ways of surrendering to the moment, surrendering to awareness, giving radical permission to experience, to be as it is.